Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Tom's ceiling clock, plus Christy's ABBA party, and a chocolate train on the way in just a minute.
Sag mal, hast du bei der Steuer auch diesen Schulflashback? Einfach irgendwas raten und dann hoffen, dass es stimmt?
Boah, nee, gar nicht. Wieso, Steuer ist so mein Safe Space?
Du meinst, damit ist alles sicher?
Ja, genau. Wieso, Steuer ist so die Steuer-App, die dich einfach versteht. Egal ob Studium, Job oder Umzug.
Stimmt, krass. Fühlt sich gar nicht wie Steuern an.
Steuern erledigt?
Safe.
Mit Wieso, Steuer?
E5. There was a time when I sang my songs alone.
But now it's different, a change has come along.
I never had much except my words and melodies.
And now it's time to share your song with me.
I lost half this song in my divorce.
Now every other line is mine.
I didn't want to, but the judge said there's no choice.
It's no big loss, 'cause this song stinks just like your voice.
What do you know about music? You tone-deaf little
Sir, let me caution you that slanderous or defamatory comments could result in the forfeiture of all of your rights to this song, as well as the rights of your heirs and any other person or persons to whom you convey said rights in perpetuity.
That's my lawyer. He got a piece of this song, too.
Yes, I'm her lawyer. I got a piece of this song, too.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I am Josh Arnold. And Tom, I had one of those nights last night where I woke up every hour and then, like, looking at my clock, seeing how much more time I had to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes that just, that I guess that happens normally for me on a Sunday night.
Does it?
Yeah. Not every Sunday night, but man.
If I fall asleep right now, I get 4 hours. If I fall asleep,
it's so, well, I was asleep, and then I would wake up and now, look.
Where's your clock?
My phone next to my bedstand.
So do you have to click on it?
On my bedstand. No. It's on a very low setting to where I can just lift it. And it's very dim, but I can see the time.
Because I used to have one of those bat signal clocks.
Right, up on your ceiling?
That's what I had.
It was on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Which I loved because I could just kind of roll over and go, oh, this is great. I get the sleep from. That somehow got lost.
Really?
Yes, and apparently they don't make them anymore. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
that's what someone told me who's sleeping in that room with me.
Right.
Was it very bright? Is it a bright light?
No. You can see it, though. It's not too bright.
It literally projects onto the ceiling.
Yeah, I know.
But it would not keep you up. It wouldn't.
Oh, it wouldn't?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The Princess and the Pea was barely awakened by so now I have a. Now I have, like, the lowest light. But I don't have to reach and touch something. It's if I move my head over, I can see what time.
No, I have to touch my phone to light it up. Light it up.
Light it up.
Yeah, I bought one, but even on the lowest setting, it's still too bright.
You're so sensitive.
I just don't like a lot of light in my room.
Okay, well.
I say that, and I have no curtains, so I'm not weird.
Well, I know you don't have any curtains. How do you think we're able to install Palomar?
As we age, we want less light in the bedroom.
That's true.
Yeah. I guess I'm an odd man because I sleep with TV on. So.
Oh, I could never do that. Never.
So that, you got that light going the whole time.
Yeah. That's why you don't sleep well, because your brain never shuts off.
No.
And you can get your TV to stay on. Mine keep turning off every time I walk around the corner. Are you still watching this? Hey, give me a break here. I cannot figure out how to turn
Why do you have TV ghosts? I can't figure that out.
I don't know, but it's really bothering me now. You walk out of a room 10 minutes later, you're back. Are you still watching?
Over the weekend, Tom, I traveled to do a surprise birthday party for a friend's husband.
Oh, I saw this. And I was like, oh, Tom would love this.
Oh, I saw it, too.
Tom,
it's great.
You would have. The theme was ABBA. So we all dressed up like ABBA. The funny thing was, and it was so cute.
How do you do that?
How do you do that? You buy costumes on Amazon and Wish.
With bottoms.
What does ABBA dress like?
The 70s disco stuff, like flowing pants, and it was very fun. I know you would have hated it.
White, silver, a lot of fun stuff.
But one of the young kids, there were some young kids there because he has young kids, in their 20s. I don't mean young. Okay. They all went out to the bars and they left their ABBA, some of their ABBA gear on, and that was a huge hit. People were buying them shots all the time, all night long. So see, there are fans of ABBA.
I'm sure there are fans.
Yes.
There are people who eat their own turds. It doesn't mean I'm going to have to do it.
And my friend, my friend whose birthday it was, you'd love this. He's Swedish. So somebody, I don't know why, but they got him a Viking helmet that holds two beer cans. This was the best.
I would like that.
It was a party. We had a great time. Yeah. But yeah, you would have hated the ABBA party.
You're correct.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's okay not to like them.
Would you have not dressed up at all? Would you have worn a wig?
Oh, I would have been happy to dress
up. You should have seen Andy.
Were they playing the music?
Andy was dressed as ABBA?
He got dressed up. Not well, I mean, as one of the guys at ABBA.
He must really love you.
Yeah. I mean, that is what you do for love.
I will not post the picture. I don't know.
Please. Those are some chilling words, isn't it? Hey, we got to go to my friend's birthday party. Oh, geez. Why? You know what? I don't know if I love you.
Now, I have seen Andy's picture, Christy's husband, as ABBA, and it's not bad, but you don't want to post it?
No, I don't think I want to post
it. Oh, it's funny.
It's good.
It's funny.
Wig.
Yeah. It's funny.
I've never seen him with that much hair.
He's a great sport. Yeah, he's a buzz cut kind of guy, right?
Yeah. But,
gosh darn it. Being drugged. Oh, man.
I'd want to be drugged.
Whenever, I did mean dragged, but yeah, you would want to be drugged.
Do you have any Thorazine? Can I see the seating chart? I'd like the electric chair.
Well, that's okay. Why we don't hang out at this place, because you guys are no fun.
I know. Man,
there are certain things. I'm just not going to get on the bandwagon. I don't care for their music. I don't want to. I know it's not cool.
Was it a real ABBA party?
What do you mean?
Was there an ounce of coke in the back bedroom?
No, sadly, there was no coke. Those days are over.
And I have therapy today, and thank goodness, because I'm going to have to ask. Hey, when one of my friends talks about how she had her husband had to go to this birthday party, I wanted to run into the hills. I can't even listen to people talk about relationship stuff.
Fly to the party.
Understand, but I...
No, yeah, it was a destination party.
And Tom was talking about how he had people over, and I almost had a panic attack. I can't even...
Have you ever had people over to your home? Like...
Stop. Yeah.
Me and Jimmy? Yeah. Jimmy and I?
I don't have people at
it's
my
not
house.
That bad, but it's... Yeah.
No.
No,
We got one of these.
Stupid world record.
Oh, boy.
A Maltese chocolatier has broken his third Guinness World Record title by creating the world's longest chocolate sculpture.
Longest?
Oh, yeah.
This could go... this could get gross really quick.
Andrew Ferrugia crafted an ornate steam engine train measuring 181 feet and 3 inches long to achieve the record title.
Hold on. That is gorgeous.
It is as detailed.
That is.
And it's huge. It's like.
Those trains you'll see at zoos or malls.
Yeah.
This is even more ornate, but it looks incredible.
It's great, yeah.
The creation is composed of one locomotive and 22 carriages, each weighing up to 352 pounds and fully made of Belgian chocolate. Mm. Guinness notes the record-breaking train is longer than the length of an Olympic swimming pool and not far off the wingspan of a 747 jumbo jet.
What did they do with the chocolate after it was
Oh, they all leave. They take pictures.
Imagine all these kids running up and just not.
They
orphans.
That train. The next stop is Diabetes Station.
A lot of wheelchair ramps. No.
It is really elaborate.
It's beautiful
and huge.
It is beautiful.
So Guinness then requires the sculpture be something sort of ornate and not just. you couldn't, for example, we couldn't do one that's a foot longer that's just a big snake.
Right, right. Yeah. That's we can claim it was a bowel movement.
Dinosaur turd. That is something to see.
Now, what would you first take a bite out of?
Oh, that's a great question.
I'm going caboose.
Are you?
You're a
snow cone in the backyard guy. Huh?
You're a caboose eater, huh? Might want to run that by your therapist.
I had a dream.
I'm not sure what that means exactly, but
you had a dream about this chocolate.
Yeah, dark chocolate going in a tunnel. I wonder what that's about.
Gay.
How fun would it be when they're done with us to be one of the people with like a sledgehammer that gets to come in and break this thing apart?
I'm serious. I wonder what they do. I mean, they melt it down.
The main train is as tall as a person.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, kids gigantic. Could get in that.
How long can it sit there before it would start getting infested with bugs?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. Because once the ants hear about this.
These young kids eat the caboose now, right?
Yeah, they started the caboose.
Oh, boy. I don't get pregnant.
Can you imagine if you were an ant and there was like a wheat thin on the sidewalk? You're like, hey, guys, look what I found. And then another one shows up and goes, you're never going to believe it.
There's a 300-foot chocolate train.
And it comes to you.
Call everybody you know. Willy Wonka has public transportation. Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah, that was super cool.
Well, thank you.
That was cool. You actually win on the
Yeah, that wins for the
world
whole year.
Record.
When you see it, because at first I'm thinking, you know, come on. But it's, they can't eat it.
Why?
It'd be a shame kind of not to.
Yeah.
You sort of have to, yeah. As a trip.
But I mean, usually when they do these food-related records, it's always some, you know, they send it to an important food bank.
Right, right.
Someone doing something really great. I mean, are you going to go, hey, fellas, now, raise your hand if you have teeth. Okay. For those of you that don't, we're going to melt some of the chocolate for you and pour it over your gruel here at the food bank. I like the fact that they describe him as a Maltese chocolatier, which makes me wonder, can you get the Maltese Falcon in chocolate?
Maybe. He's just a man from Malta.
A defeat on your face.
Well, it's an unanswerable question.
Maybe right. Malted chocolate milk, maybe.
When I was in
the
college.
The Malted Falcon?
When I was in college, I had a copy of the Maltese Falcon on my desk.
Of course you did.
It's full size.
Why?
Oh, and a replica.
A replica,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Because it's one of the great movies of all time.
All right.
You know, if
How
you ever
many
seen
girls
it?
Did that impress?
I had a replica of John Huston sitting in my... Hey, how are you?
There we go. Yes. Oh, my God. There is a chocolate. Thank you, Chris. Christopher found that.
How about that?
If you're looking for a gift for me for Easter, it's right there.
Oh, you wouldn't eat it.
Well, I could put it in my house for 20 minutes until Kelly got here. Yeah. Why is there a chocolate bird in your office?
Why is there slime on the carpet?
I'd have to bring it here. Isn't that beautiful?
It's like Sally Field coming home to Mrs. Robin right. Williams, the beginning of Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's like Michael Keaton and Mr. Mom. Yeah.
Now, do you remember who Humphrey Bogart portrays in The Maltese Falcon?
I don't know that I've ever seen The Maltese Falcon.
You haven't lived. It's great.
Okay.
Sam Spade. Oh, my God. It's a great movie.
Okay.
Sidney Greenstreet. Peter Lorre.
I like Peter Lorre.
Yeah.
I like that.
He fat man, have you seen The Falcon?
Yes.
Okay.
He's one of a kind, right?
Oh, yes.
Peter Lorre, yeah.
Yeah. Now, we switch gears here, and we head over to the news desk, where you'll find Christy Lee and her really kind of sexy black and white checked Lumberjill shirt.
I appreciate all of that because I've had very little sleep. And
a turtleneck. What's that hiding?
It was an ABBA party.
ABBA dabba do. Is it ABBA or ABBA?
It's ABBA.
Sorry.
God. I'm going to beat that into
I just can't. I dislike it so much I can't remember.
Yeah, I know. No, I wish I did. But
Do you like getting hickeys?
No. I only had one in my entire life, and it was like eighth grade or something.
Who gave it to you? Do you remember your first name of the boy who gave it to you?
Alan.
Alan? I love memories like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Good. He's probably listening.
Yeah, hey, Alan, good for you, buddy.
A New York City-based plastic surgeon is so-called swag procedure promised to give you guys an enlarged penis. Dr. David Schaffercalls. Boy, there's a name.
What's his name?
Schaffercalls. Schaffercalls. S-H-A-F-E-R.
Sounds like British slang for testicles,
Hold on,
doesn't it?
Time out. There was no space between Dr. Schaffer and Calls, so I just thought it was one name.
Oh.
Dr. Schaffer.
That's weird. Dr. Schaffercalls.
That's weird. I wonder how that happened.
No, I'm looking at the same thing. It doesn't. I have a space there.
You know what? He does not.
Yes, I do. No. Josh, come here. You can
do
be
I
my
have
witness.
A space?
Oh, no, that's all right.
There's no space.
Dr. David Schaffer calls his unusual offering
the SWAG procedure, which stands for Schaffer Width and Girth.
Now, I have a question.
Yeah.
When they name something after you.
Yes. This isn't bad. I don't think you should be embarrassed by this.
Really? You'd want to be named after an artificial procedure to expand penises?
Kinda, yeah.
I had it done on my on my testicles. I got myself a swag bag.
Yes.
Very nice.
Now, I disagree, though. It should be SWIG, because the and should not be in an acronym.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I don't know why we've...
But acronyms are often forced, or they'll skip words.
Mm-hmm.
But I know. It's not fair.
By the way...
Excuse me for one second. This relates to the Olympics in a way, because I had never heard of this. Is it pronounced... hyaluronic acid.
Hyaluronic acid. They put it into the male member.
And this was the whole thing with the air. The ski jumpers were doing it so they could get the baggier pants.
Yes, hyaluronic acid is what they use in filler for ladies' faces, like Juvederm, that kind of stuff.
No need to bring religion into this.
He is right.
He told the New York Post, Dr. Schaffer, that they use the stiffest form of the hyaluronic acid for the filler patients.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Why would you want the non-stiff?
I'll have the Jello.
Yeah. Why do they call you Gumby Dick?
Well, do they go in from the side or do they go in from the top hole?
I have no idea, but patients are advised to mold the filler in their penis in the day post-injection so that it remains smooth.
See, this is where I'm seeing that scene in Ghost, mm-hmm. where she's...
Oh, my God.
So you're supposed to your shaft?
Yeah, to keep it smooth.
Wow.
You're also discouraged
this cannot be a good idea.
You're also discouraged from having penetrative sex so as to not push the filler to the base, because that would look...
Whoa!
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Here comes old Pyramid Ween.
So why do they call you a bell dong?
You know those the rings they put on the bats for the batting?
Right, yeah.
What it looks
like. What would you pay for a swag procedure?
Oh, I'm going $1,500.
Dr. Schaffer charges $10,000 to $20,000.
Well...
with maintenance injections costing about half that amount.
Like buying a condo. you gotta pay a maintenance fee?
Yes. I don't know how often you have to get the maintenance injection. I know with filler, it's about every 6 months, so.
Probably the same.
Probably.
Man.
Because filler it dissolves into your, you know, body.
But this only adds, what is it, width and girth.
Not yes. length.
Not length, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't width and girth sound like a law firm advertising on TV?
Have you been banned from buffets? Were you unable to fit on the roller coaster at the Cedar Point? There's money waiting for you.
Hey, fatty.
Hey, fatty.
He goes right there.
So when they inject this stuff, I assume it has to be a really thick needle, right?
I don't know.
Because
the
stuff,
because of the filler.
I mean, oh, right.
Because
yeah.
to me, this sounds like you're. It sounds like something you'd have in a caulking gun.
Yeah.
It's not that thick.
I've had a gamma globulin shot before,
right.
And that's it's got to be similar. And that needle wasn't as.
Yeah, I had a thing in my knee. What is that? Before I had knee surgery, they like a month,
the steroid
two,
shot?
2 months before. No.
Oh.
Whatever it's called.
The cartilage.
No, but it was, the needle was like a straw. And the guy goes, this is going to hurt a little bit.
Yeah, looking at it, I think so.
Because let's face it, needle technology is amazing these days. You know,
yeah.
a glid phlebotomist don't even know that they're in your vein. But
Yeah, ask any woman who's gone through fertility issues, too. Those progesterone shots are not fun either.
But this thing, I mean, it has to be, if it's putting a like a heavy viscous goop into your male member.
I don't know how heavy and viscous. I would like to see, like I said, I've never had filler.
Yeah, send
I know
your pictures to Christy.
No.
If you've had it done.
No.
And, of course, the conversation, I think we've established this historically, it typically goes... The doctor says to the patient, you're going to feel a small prick. And the patient says, so are you, doc. That's why I came here. This is primarily done by certain ethnicities, is it not?
I don't know. Why are you looking at me?
Well, that's why it's popular in Miami. And okay, just all checking. Right.
Who knows what awful rabbit hole he wants to jump in.
I have no idea. It's terrifying.
I'd like to. I think the maintenance fee thing is the funniest part.
This is in New York City. That's far from Miami. So
yeah, well, a lot of foreigners live in there.
and running it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Musers, the podcast.
So why a podcast?
Podcasting's very intimate. That's why I'm shirtless.
Oh, my God.
Your weekly dose of absurdity and fun.
The things in life that we put up with simply because we don't get around to fixing them. And I let be a problem for much longer than it should be a problem because of the single problem of me.
Yeah.
I'm the problem at the center of my life.
The Musers, the podcast.
Are we podcasting now?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.